request by Donald Trump to expand the Bronx golf course he leases from the city has been denied. It's the latest turn in the twisted relationship between Trump and the city parks department. WNYC's Janet Babin reports on how Trump has actually profited over the decades from his so-called philanthropic projects at taxpayers' expense.
It started about four decades ago when Donald Trump offered to fix the city's Woolman Ice Rink in Central Park. It had sat empty for the first half of the 1980s. The city was unable to find the funds or the will to fix it. Then in 1986, Trump stepped in, and the city reluctantly okayed his involvement. Trump still uses the experience on the campaign trail as an example of his business acumen and charitable nature. Here he is in April telling supporters how he convinced New York's Mayor Ed Koch to let him fix the ice rink.
And I said, Ed, I can do this thing fast. This is ridiculous. They're not working. They're using the wrong everything.
Trump told the crowd that he managed all the details of the repairs, even calling up the right engineer, who he said worked for the Montreal Canadiens ice hockey team.
I said, could I ask you a question? Who does your rinks? Oh, we have somebody excellent. He's based right here in Montreal. I said, now we're talking.
But the architect who worked on the project, Art Nussbaum, says calling up north was his idea.
I sent one of my staff up to Canada to meet with the person who built the most rinks in Canada.
Back then, Nussbaum was president of HRH Construction. Trump hired the company to build the rink, but there was a catch. Trump's deal with the city was that he'd do the project at cost, and he likewise asked that Nussbaum and HRH forfeit its profits too. And Trump had promised to make it worth their while.
What he said he would substitute was, I would get all the publicity in the world.
But when Trump joined Mayor Koch for the ribbon cutting on Woolman Rink,
1, 2, 3.
He made no mention of Nussbaum or HRH.
We looked at the problem, we designed it, and we built it.
He can't have two people standing on the podium. He can't have even somebody getting the silver and the bronze. He got to get the gold, the silver, and the bronze all at one time.
The rink is still operated by one of Trump's companies along with another firm. The city takes a cut of the money made, but Trump and the other operator get to keep more than two-thirds of the take. So when past audits done by the New York City comptroller found irregularities in accounting records, with the rink at one point under-reporting its revenue to the city by more than $100,000, that means the city lost revenue. But it's how Trump couches his work at the rink that makes former city officials really bristle.
The first myth is that he did this as a gift to the city. Not true.
That's Adrian Benepe. At the time, he was press secretary for the Parks Department and dealt with the Trump Organization on Woolman's repairs. Benepe says Trump did complete the rink at a time when the city was having trouble doing so. But he says Trump repaired the ice rink at the city's expense and continues to profit from it.
He didn't do it for free. He was well compensated. And certainly, even if he hadn't been compensated, the PR value of it was enormous.
The goodwill created by Woolman Rink helped Trump to get tax abatements on some of his other projects. Trump originated this model, in a way, of stepping into city projects that were half done and making them look like charity. And he's still using it.
I want to share with you the story of my friend Donald Trump.
Actor John Voight worked this savior narrative at the Republican National Convention this year.
The story begins in New York in the early 70s.
In the video, Voight talks about how Trump rescued the city with his Commodore Hotel project.
Donald convinced the banks that they had a moral obligation to invest in New York.
Voight goes on to praise Trump for fixing Woolman Ice Rink. And then he talks about how, decades later, Trump took over another city project that was tied up in red tape.
Red tape since 1978. Donald transformed a landfill into a championship public golf course and saved the city millions.
Voight is talking about the Ferry Point Golf Course in the Bronx. Residents were promised that this old landfill would become a park. Under Mayor Rudy Giuliani, the site morphed into a golf course with a smaller park. But when the financial mortgage crisis took hold in 2006, the deal fell apart until Mayor Mike Bloomberg took it on. He called for new proposals, and Trump's was chosen. But former city officials say Trump mischaracterizes the work he did on Ferry Point Golf Course. While the project was under construction, Adrian Benepe had by then become the city's parks director.
The notion that he built it is a lie.
contrary to Trump's storyline, city records and interviews show that instead of saving the city millions on the golf course, Trump is actually making millions off of it, starting with the lucrative lease deal he arranged with the city.
I doubt I'll ever forget what a terrible deal it was for New York City taxpayers.
That's former city comptroller John Liu. He says the golf course is officially listed in the budget as a capital improvement. But Liu describes the cash outlay as a direct subsidy to Trump, spent to make an amenity the Bronx did not need.
$100 million is too much to subsidize a luxury golf course that I dare say 95% of city residents will never be able to afford to play on.
The city actually ended up spending $127 million to transform the Ferry Point landfill into a links-style golf course.
Where can you hit balls here?
You need to go inside, check in, pay for the range pass.
From the course's entrance, you see the expanse of the White Stone Bridge. Winds kick in from the East River, bending the tall grasses and evergreen trees that hide the greens. But the backside of the course is across the street from a row of public housing projects. I found resident Cassandra Medina there, walking her two Yorkie mixes.
Hello. You back up. Don't like people.
Medina has lived here for about 5 years and remembers that the community was promised a park. This year, the city allowed Trump, as per his contract, to raise fees at Ferry Point to $172 for a weekend round of golf, the highest of any city-owned course.
I don't think everybody around the neighborhood can afford it. That space could have been used for something more beneficial to us, for the public.
Income statements from the golf club show that Trump made more than $1 million in profit off of Ferry Point last year and got to keep all of it, while the city even paid the club's water and sewer bills. Jeffrey Croft, with the watchdog group New York City Park Advocates, says it's unfair that taxpayers spent the money to build the golf course and Trump is making money off of them.
No one is protecting the public land, and this is a huge concession. And the city's taxpayers will never make the money back, and this guy is getting a free ride.
Trump won't start paying a percentage of his revenues back to the city until 2019. Meanwhile, New Yorkers will have to pay interest on the bonds the city took out to build Ferry Point for at least 30 years. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.
Earlier this week, the city also rejected a proposal from Donald Trump that would have extended his contract to operate the golf course another 20 years.